Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another lesson learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today's lesson is going to be my learned lesson. Is something, and the reason why I thought of this is because I just recently missed a goal. And so I set goals, and I set goals for my personal life as well as my professional life, which is now my home business. But I wanted to share kind of how my perspective in viewing missed goals works versus the way it used to work. And also, I used to never set goals. So the way I would frame this is not just like missing a goal, but not getting what you want. So that's why I titled this episode that, because for those of you who don't necessarily set goals, and I think you should, but if you're not in that place yet, I'm sure there are things that you desire that are on some kind of a list or at least in your mind, and that sometimes there might be a timeline around them and then they don't come to fruition. So I thought what I've learned would help. So I want to start with a question of how many times, and if you can think of a more recent time or specific situation where you wanted something, but you did not get it. So when that happens, and if you're thinking of a specific situation, what was your reaction? So what happened once you realized that that desire, that want was not gonna happen, at least when you wanted it to? So the way I used to handle these things, or the way my mindset worked, was I either was thinking, well, I guess I wasn't meant to get it. So I would give up. Why do it? If I was meant to have it, then it would have happened. So that's kind of a not very helpful thought, right? Or I would say, dang it, man, that didn't work out. I thought I was going to get that. I'd put the effort in. If we're like talking about the recent goal that I had set, but I didn't get it. So let me try again. Let me set a new date and keep doing the things that I was doing, and I'll make it happen. You know, just pure perseverance will make it happen. So that would be the kind of second thought. So I never really looked at it as an opportunity. So that's what I want to talk about here, and how you can shift your mindset to thinking of a possible failure. You might look at it as a failure. I wanted that. I didn't get it. I set that goal. I failed at it. So to start looking at it instead of something that happened to you, is something that happened for you. So you would look at it as a lesson to learn. And so I never took stock of things that I wanted that I didn't get. And I would just like either give up or plow forward. So I'm curious how you handle that. And this might help you, because if you fall into either of those two buckets, I'd love for you to explore new ways of thinking. So with new ways of thinking, there are opportunities to change your feelings and the energy that you put out in the world. And so when we end up with a failure or something we didn't get, the way I used to feel is disappointment, maybe anger, frustration, definitely. And just surrender, maybe. It's just like, oh, well, I'm not going to get it. So why bother? And so those feelings are very, bring with them kind of a negative energy, right? And you could even envision a person with those feelings. You can envision somebody with the, like, shoulders sagged, frowny face, kind of like just very kind of feeling not positive, not looking for solutions, solution oriented, right? And that's what a lesson will give you. A lesson will give you an opportunity to look at something in a whole different way, instead of looking at it as the problem that happened to me, the solution to move forward in a different way. So that's one way of looking at it. So I love this quote that was shared. I don't even know who the quote's by, but it just resonated me from my coach who shared it. But it's, you either get the thing you want or the lesson you need. So I love that. And if you apply the kind of the mindset that I had before, where I either thought I'm going to give up or I'm going to keep doing what I was doing and just change the time frame, then there's another quote that's, if you keep doing the same things you've been doing, you're going to get the same results. Essentially, that's what the quote is. I probably messed it up a little bit, but the meaning is the same, right? So you've got to assess and you first of all, shift your mind, you know, assess the lesson. What lesson did I learn? And then adjust moving forward. So I came up with 4 W's. So, and this is what happens when you just let your mind, I knew I wanted to talk about this in terms of like the lesson in not getting what you want, based on my personal experience of missing my goal. But I didn't have the whole topic fleshed out. And I usually like to do that before I sit down and record an episode. And then all of a sudden this idea came to mind, and you know, I like wordplay. So I came up with the 4 W's. So I'll be sharing those in a second. So it just, when you shift your perspective, before I get to the 4 W's, I just wanted to share this, but when you shift this perspective from a, you know, a failure to a lesson learned, you shift from negative to positive is really what you're doing. You become proactive instead of reactive. And I like to say you kind of take on an identity of an analyst, really, because you're analyzing the lessons versus a victim. And we will often find ourselves falling into the kind of the victim state as just like a sort of a defense mechanism or a kind of blame game. But instead of blaming anybody else, we're blaming ourselves, which is not helpful. So we're kind of like that victim of whatever circumstances that we, you know, it's almost like you fall into this victim state to justify the reasons why you failed, right? And oftentimes it's, you know, our own internal critic, our inner critic that is finding blame within ourselves. So we want to get out of that victim identity and into this kind of analyst identity. Yeah. And so you just become this more proactive versus reactive, right? So you begin to look for solutions and alternatives and ask better questions. So you don't want to dwell, because basically when you're looking at it as a failure and you're beating yourself up for it, then you're dwelling on the past, really. You can't fix the past. The past is done. It's over. So you can't stay in that place. You have to move your thinking to a better place. So stop thinking about what you did wrong, different actions you could have taken or could have done better. Now, maybe that'll come out of the four W's that I'm going to talk about in a second. But what I'm going to tell you about the four W's is coming at it from an analyst point of view and not a blame game point of view. And so the other thing that I wanted to make sure I touch on is I'm not suggesting that you deny feelings of disappointment or sadness or anger that you missed your goal, but let those feelings drive you to action. Let those feelings drive you to new ways of thinking, new behavior. And so you can shift out of those feelings quickly and into better feelings. Having those feelings is good because it makes you, it can drive you. You just have to start being aware of them and what's causing them and that you are capable of changing. And thoughts drive feelings. So if you're shifting your thoughts, then you can shift your feelings. So that is a really good thing to know, because some people don't even realize that, about how powerful our mind is to change everything around us. And it starts with what we're thinking. So when you find yourself in this place, use these four W's, okay? And like I said, I just created them. So I'm going to go over them. And this is the first time ever I'm introducing the four W's of lessons learned. So the four W's are, I'll just list them first. What, wins, why, and weather. So remember those. What, wins, why, and weather. And so, first of all, what? And this is an exercise that you can do just simply, okay, I recognize I failed at, or again, you are perceiving it as a failure. I'm not calling it a failure. I'm calling it a lesson. Lessons. It could be multiple lessons, right? And it often is. But when you feel this, oh, dang, I didn't get what I wanted. I really wanted that and I went after it, but I didn't get it. And you recognize these feelings of, you know, frustration, disappointment, whatever they may be. And then you're like, okay, time to get the four W's out. Let me get my notebook, sit down in a quiet place, maybe a little spa music. You know, I love the Sirius XM spa channel. I have that in the background a lot during the day. So what is where you want to start was the lesson. And again, you're just writing. You're just, whatever comes up in your thoughts, but you need to prompt it. So this is all about asking intentionally for an answer. You're asking these questions in an intentional way. And when you do that and you're open to receiving, then things will come and you just write them down. All right. So what, and there is no right or wrong. It's just whatever comes up and you write it down. So what were the lessons that you learned from not getting what you wanted? And there are always more than one, I think. I don't think there's just one. So just write what comes up. And you can go back to this. It doesn't mean like in this one exercise, they're all going to come up, because what will probably happen is the lessons will continue to be delivered to you over a period of time. You'll be driving in your car and you'll be like, oh, I just now realized what one of the lessons was that I got from not getting what I wanted. Because sometimes things take a little while to percolate, but there will be some things that immediately come up that'll be helpful for you to know as you put your analyst hat on. Wins, number two. So I love to focus on what is won by not getting what you want. What positives came from this? So you are a different person for having gone after that goal, for going after doing the actions that it took to pursue that which you wanted. So you are different. Just because time goes, you're different. So looking back, how are you different than when you started? How are you different from having not gotten what you wanted? What impact did not getting what you wanted make? So really, what have you learned about yourself from that process? And maybe you didn't take any action and that's why you didn't get it. But it's certainly something that you can learn about how you're different. So you learned that you might not be the action taker that you were before. What happened? How did that impact you then, taking non-action? How did that feel? So that's really a digging into how are you different through that process of going after that? What have you learned about yourself? So, but it's really more in terms of more of wins, not losses, not what you lost, but what you won, what you gained. And so even finding answers is a win. So if you found out, oh, I didn't take as much action as I should have, that's a win because it's something you probably didn't know or uncover that you can dig into further. Why did I not take action? Is it because I was scared? Is it because that somebody in my life might judge me? So what are the reasons? But it's all a win because it's new knowledge that you're now uncovering. Hope that perspective helps a little. And then why? So I want you to understand or really contemplate why you needed to receive that lesson. Because there's a reason that you received it. There's a reason you did not get what you wanted. For me, I, in this process, realized that I wasn't ready to receive that goal. I still had work to do to be ready to receive it. And how powerful is that to know that and be okay with that? Because sometimes we wish to want things urgently. We want things to happen now. And we'll receive them when we're ready to receive them. And so that is usually a great lesson is to know that you just weren't ready to receive it. But yeah, it's just asking that question. Why? Why did I not get what I was meant that I really wanted to have? Why did I not get it? And then weather. And this isn't the kind of weather that you look outside and see whether it's raining or it's sunny. It's whether or not you still want to pursue that goal or that thing. Do you still want that thing? Has your experience and what you learned from it been enough? Has not getting it shifted you to want something else, which is totally okay? And isn't it great to have this reflection? Because if I used my earlier mindset of, dang, I didn't get it, only focused on the goal and not the why behind it, and only focused on the goal and the perseverance, and I'm going to do it because I said I was going to do it. I said I was going to do it, so I got to do it. Well, what if in the process of not getting it, you learned something new that took you in a whole different direction? So, and I can even use an example in my Beachbody days. Looking back, before I even had this kind of, you know, understanding of how to look at something, a goal you don't get, before I even really thought of things as lessons learned, I remember I was as a Beachbody coach, and I was like, every month we had to hit this quota, and if we were to get a prize. And it was very like incentive motivated. You get a prize or you get a trip or, you know, those kinds of things. And if you had like, if you got your quota like every month for 12 months to a certain degree, you would get trips. So I always earned the trips. I always earned the prizes. And I would kill myself at the end of every month to get these things. And It was July 4 years ago. I remember specifically 2018. And I was crunching at the end of the month to get that goal. And I was what's called a legend, which means you hit this higher number. They set two goals. And one was this lower based goal and one was a little higher based goal. But to be a legend, you had to hit the higher based goal or quota. And so I'd hit it like 4 years running. The higher one, I don't think I'd hit 4 years running, but the lower one, and I'd never given up. Four years, every month I had hit that, my quota for the month. And I decided, and it was a goal. At the beginning of the month, it was a goal. And I never failed at that goal every month. But I didn't hit the goal that month. And I actually gave up on the goal, I think, like on the last day. And looking back, if I were to approach this as a lesson learned, because for me, it was like a huge failure that number one, I didn't push through and get the quota that I normally get, like I had the 48 months before. And then that, oh my gosh, I lost that, credibility, that I lost that, having gotten this goal and being in a very small group of Beachbody coaches who were ever able to do that for that length of time. And it just dwelled on me, and it blame game and beat myself up and disappointed and angry and frustrated and all those things. But looking back, if I had stepped back and said, what's the lesson I learned in this? And if I had gone through the four W's, when I got to weather, I would have said, I don't want it anymore. And that's ultimately the decision I came to. It took me a month to make it, I think, after beating myself up and being in a totally negative energy place and really feeling like a failure all that time, when I could have shifted at all. In one day, I could have shifted at all. And I could have said, and I knew then that I didn't want to do it anymore. But because I was only so focused on the goal and achieving the goal and the perseverance of it, and it would only if I checked that goal off, would I deem myself a success, right? Instead of looking at success as shifting on the path that makes you happiest. And that goal wasn't taking me down the path that made me the happiest. And what happened is I realized I didn't want it anymore. And I completely shifted to new goals. And the first thing I did is I built a Shopify store and decided to sell Not Your Average Grandma stuff. And so that taught me what I can do and what I was capable of. And I was like, I don't really want to sell stuff. I want to teach people. I want to do what I did as a Beachbody coach, but in a different way. I want to do it my way. I don't want to just be health and fitness. I mean, I like it, but it's not what I'm super passionate about. It's not what lights me up when I get up in the morning. I don't think about, oh my gosh, if that's what lit me up, I would have gone and been a personal trainer and gotten my license, whatever it's called, certificate or whatever it is. But it didn't light me up. I even thought about it, but I was like, no, that didn't really excite me. You gotta follow with the excitement. But what excited me was creating a program and being a life coach and doing the things that I ultimately pursued. So that led me. And if I'd done the darn four W's, I'm sure I would have accelerated the process. I wouldn't have spent 30 days beating myself up. And then probably another 30 days or actually 6 weeks, I think it took me to do the Shopify store. Going through this process of journaling and looking at the lessons learned can bring up so many other things. It can lead you so much more quickly onto the right path to what goals you actually should. Well, I hate the word should. But when I say should, that's what's coming up from internal. The should I don't like is when you're doing it for other reasons, when you're doing it because other people are saying you should do this or because you think you should. But if you're journaling and it's coming up as something, yes, you should. In that case, that's an okay should. So yeah. So these four W's can lead you. They can open up so many answers. They can shift your energy. They can make you go from negative to positive very quickly. And they will get you out of any kind of a blame game or feeling like you failed. So that is the lesson in not getting what you want. And I just recently had to go through the whole thing. I did not have this process of the four W's because I just thought it up as I was going through and preparing for this episode. I was like, what? So I was writing down what I was going to tell you is these are the questions you need to ask yourself when you go through something like this, when you feel like you failed at something or you feel you didn't get what you wanted, go through these questions. And as I was writing the questions down, I was like, oh my gosh, they fall into these four buckets, these four categories. And isn't it easier to learn a process called the four W's and learn what those W's are? Then that kind of like prompts you for, okay, what are the questions? So let me review it one more time. What was the lesson? What were the wins from the lessons? In other words, what did you learn in a positive sense? How did it impact you? How are you different? So those are kind of the wins you want to think of. Why? Why did you need to receive those lessons? And then last, whether you still want that thing or that goal you've set. Hope this was helpful. And I appreciate you so much. I love that you tune in. And if you like this episode, please let me know, send me a review or subscribe to my podcast and reach out to me on social media. I love connecting with people on social media. And I don't know if you've are on Instagram, but if you are on Instagram, I've been doing reels for about 6 months and I'm loving them. And I just got on TikTok. I was like, I'm never getting on TikTok, but I am now on TikTok. So we'll see how that goes, but it's fun. It's been fun. It's something I resisted so much. I even did a podcast about it, but it's been so much fun. I love doing these little silly videos. I think I need to do a little bit more serious ones, like talking about the four W's. But I like to teach with humor, and humor is one of my values. So I like to be silly. So if you like silly, then tune in to me on Instagram or on my Facebook page, Not Your Average Grandma. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.